First on the list is 268, the easy...
We'd like the other one before everybody else shows up.
I don't think we're going to have anybody else showing up.
You don't think so?
I think we are the entire committee. So we have you here. Would you like to step forward and speak? Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Currently attended are Representatives Salmon, Thomas, Co-Chair Gatto, and Co-Chair Elkins. No other members are here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Brandon Maitland, intern to Representative Jay Ramirez here in Juneau, and I hope you all have had time to review the committee packet. House Bill 268 is a tool we believe will help keep more people safe, specifically tow truck drivers and members of the animal control community, the working community, and give people, especially in Alaska, more of an opportunity to be cautious, especially in hazardous situations where I grew up in Fairbanks with heavy ice fog and icy roads. I think that this gives just the legislature an opportunity to keep more people safe, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
Don't blame us for living in Fairbanks.
Yeah, I have a question for you. Specifically refers to tow trucks, animal control, fire and police, and no doubt ambulance. But there's another class of emergency vehicle, and that is, I can't recall the name, but kind of like they take care of the drunks. Community Service Patrol, I think, is what Anchorage uses for the name. They have flashing lights, and they pick up patients who are certainly not going to get up themselves. So be my guess that you probably intend or would intend it or should have intended to include this as another form of vehicle because they're not officially ambulances. How about that for a tough question?
Chairman Gatto, I believe that with the current intent of this bill, that may be an opportunity for a potential committee substitute should the committee decide that that is an important component of legislation like this, and possibly consideration for future legislation for our office. I hope that answers your question.
Okay, animal control, maybe that falls.
Well, you might want to talk to the representative on this, and as this moves to the next committee, you can certainly have a sponsor substitute, or you can have someone carry an amendment, but want to make sure that his intent is to include, and the words Community Service Patrol is the name of the Anchorage unit. I don't know if that name carries through all communities. I doubt it, in fact. Then there are also private ambulances, but I believe they would be covered under ambulances. So I will just leave that for you to ponder and carry back to Representative Ramirez, who is the bill sponsor. And on the committee, do we have any further questions with Representative Thomas?
I move that we move HB 268 from committee with individual recommendations and company fiscal note if there's one.
We have a zero fiscal note from the Department of Public Safety. Are there any objections? Mm-hmm. Seeing and hearing none, the bill moves from committee.
Thank you, sir.
Secondly, we'll take up House Bill 259. By the House Transportation Committee, which is an act relating to covered or enclosed loads. And since I'm the sponsor of that bill, I guess it would be reasonable for me to speak about it.
Speak.
Quite a bit of this bill is simply housekeeping. When the existing language that covered, well, let me back up a little bit. This in the sponsor statement itself, I tried to be fairly thorough, but let me tell you in my own words what drives the bill. You probably know that the building activity in the Matsu area and the Anchorage area is pretty intense. And we have, we move a lot of gravel from the valley to Anchorage. In fact, all of the gravel that moves to Anchorage, I believe all of it comes from the valley. There's a lot of activity. A lot of it goes by train, but much of it goes also by truck. And then there's the local activity in the valley. And the truck traffic carrying gravel is substantial. In fact, I don't know if it's every 10th vehicle sometimes during the summer season. And the loads they carry are open and uncovered. There is rules that say the load cannot extend higher than 6 inches off the freeboard, but it always does. It always is. I mean, a loader just dumps into the truck, and when he thinks he's hit a right level, he pounds it a little bit, and off they go, and it's invariably on the top. And because the roads are freeway speeds, the top of the load always flies off the top of the truck and deposits on the roadway, where it is recycled over and over and over again, probably a dozen times before it's finally kicked off the road. But it is almost impossible to get through a year without a cracked windshield. Almost impossible because of the sheer numbers of pebbles that show up on the road. Well, the existing language was intended to prevent that. And the existing language required on page 1, line 7, that the load in the existing language was contained or confined. And in talking to legal, they said that language requires the load to simply be contained or confined and not leave the truck. But apparently that may be clear to legal and clear to public safety, but not entirely clear to the people that load trucks or drive them. So what the bill does is it simply changes the language to from contained or confined to covered or enclosed. And that is the essence of the bill. There is a clarification on line 4, page 1, that exempts smaller vehicles, all the pickups. We called DMV and some companies that sell pickups and said, how big a GVW pickup do you sell? And I don't know how big the biggest one is, but we discovered that 9,200 pounds covered it. But the gross vehicle weight, the truck and the maximum load where the leaf springs are flattened out is no more than 9,200 pounds. So the bill clearly allows exemptions for everything you're likely to drive except dump trucks that are intended to spill gravel on the road. That are intended to carry gravel. And the exemption, of course, is for sanders, whose job it is to put sand on the road. I'd like to have an exemption for trucks carrying snow, unless that's covered in the bill, because it says loaded with sand, gravel, rock, and the trouble is, or similar materials. I'm really going to ask the committee if it's your thought that sand, gravel, rock, would snow qualify under or similar materials? Representative Thomas?
Thank you. I think after rock, I'd put excluding snow.
Or similar materials, or maybe, but...
we have gravel, rock, and then parentheses, excluding snow.
Okay. So we'll make an amendment, and the two words excluding snow...
Right after rock?
Yep.
Correct. And so it would be sand, comma, gravel, comma, rock, comma, excluding snow, or similar materials on a highway, unless, and then... continue on from there.
Right.
Conceptual amendment.
Yeah. I move that amendment then.
Okay. So the amendment is moved by Representative Thomas. Are there objections? No objections?
Maybe something to think about if I might add something before you pass it, before you accept it. I have no problem with the amendment, but maybe...
But you'll have to come up and identify and speak into the microphone.
Nona Wilson, Department of Transportation, Legislative Liaison. Just wanted to, before you pass the amendment, I just wanted to let you know that our 8-yard dump trucks are convertible. So we're hauling gravel in the summer, but we're hauling snow in the winter. So sure. How would we, if we were to get a fully automatic hardcover for our summer dump trucks, would we...
Well, you just don't use the...
It would just still be on there, so we'd have to buy... We would have to buy the covers anyway.
You don't use the cover in the winter.
Right, but we'd be using them in the summer.
Correct. So they can stay installed.
Right, but the cost would still be the same because you still have to cover every dump truck. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just saying snow necessarily wouldn't reduce the cost, if that's a concern.
I
see what I'm saying?
Because
we have to flip in the summer to cover the gravel.
There's no one hauling snow but not gravel.
Right. So we'd still have to buy covers. And
there may be some, well, I don't know. It doesn't hurt the, I don't see a problem with the amendment. I see maybe it's not as valuable as we thought it might be, but it does not interfere with anything.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. It wouldn't really change a fiscal note for covering 275 8-yard dump trucks because we'd still have to cover them in the summer. So I know you had, the reason why I bring it up, Ms. Representative Gatto, is because in the last hearing afterwards, you had spoken to me about the fiscal note because it's pretty large. And I had said, you know, if we're just talking about dump trucks, that would have changed the fiscal note. But if we're going to include snow, then we'd really still be buying the covers. So you'd see a reduction if you're just going to cover dump trucks. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to dump trucks, excluding snow won't reduce the cost further. So
they put wooden. Yeah. They put wooden, whatever they're called.
Buckboards
on there to get more snow.
For the snow because it's lighter,
right.
So they can fill more. But that when the snow goes in, it's usually you'll see a companion truck that's like the snow blower, and it has a big sleeve that comes over the top.
An auger,
and it packs that snow in so heavy, it's actually really rare that you'll see a big blob of snow come off a truck unless it's something loose up on the cab that's just the accumulated snowfall for the day. Most of the time that snow will stay in there because it's so dense when it goes in.
And besides, it could be a snowstorm and you'd be getting
flying
snow in any of
everywhere.
So
yeah.
We're not that concerned. Yeah. Unless there was snow and rocks, and I don't believe that's normal.
So just something to think about if you're thinking about a fiscal note.
Okay. So we'll still ask the question. I'll continue with the question. Are there any objections to including the language excluding snow? And seeing and hearing none, the amendment passes. Is there any more testimony from the audience? I'm sorry, is there any more testimony from the committee?
No, I have another amendment, Mr. Chair. Amendment number two that I brought to you.
And you brought that out
here.
To us.
I only have one copy, so if I'll read it.
Please read it into the record, yeah.
Okay, amendment number two to HB 259, we'll add on line 13. The requirements of this section do not apply to communities which are not connected by continuous state or federal highways to Anchorage or communities of less than 5,000 population, unless specifically adopted by local or state traffic control plans.
See, I think that's perfectly drafted. I totally understand what it says, and I cannot imagine anyone misunderstanding it. So we have the amendment before us, and I think since it's clear, are there any objections to amendment number two? Without objection, amendment number two passes. is there anyone in the audience to testify? Is there anyone online to testify? Okay, anyone to testify?
One more comment, Mr. Co-Chair. When I spoke with our Mark Neidhold, the gentleman who's upstairs speaking on another bill from Design and Construction, he said usually covered loads are only needed when a vehicle's overloaded, and that kind of brings back the bill that we spoke of, is when you have an overloaded vehicle and your rock's up so high that the wind will catch it and flick it off into the traffic. But all as a personal anecdote, how many times have I been behind a 3/4 ton where a pop bottle flies off and hits me in the windshield, or a paper bag is over my windshield? Mm-hmm. So also something to think about is usually when there's too much stuff
in the
truck.
A pop bottle popped out of the bed of a truck?
You know,
empty bottle.
Empty water
bottle.
Yeah, just flies. A bucket I've seen fly out. So and look at all the trash on the side of the highways when it's a breakup in the spring. I was in Anchorage this weekend. It was just a catastrophe. There was so much garbage.
You know,
and how much do you see coming out of those smaller trucks? People just dump their garbage in the back of the pickup and take off down the highway. So that,
we do major cleanups in the spring, but I have to tell you that
maybe
the wind in the valley blows so hard that I wouldn't be surprised if the dump is letting go of a lot of materials.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're carried through at 70 miles an hour. They can go where they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have construction materials which blow off things under construction. I see a lot of styrofoam by the new hospital that's just broken and lying around.
Right.
Well, any kind of a wind is going to carry it to the next zip code.
Right. So that's really the only thing I had to add, except for if we wanted to just go for DOT's purposes with 8-yard dump trucks, we own and operate 228 of those, and to do a cover on all of those, fully automatic cover, $2,300 a piece is $525,000, which would probably be a capital budget expenditure for FY06 as an outright purchase, and then in future years it'd be the operating budget.
What was the amount again?
$525,000.
Except the exclusion for rural, you won't have that many.
That's true. So we'd have to figure out how many are operating in the rural areas, but we got a lot of trucks in the construction season in Anchorage and Fairbanks and stuff like that.
And if I may speak on the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
For the record, the reason we're doing it is also because, as we said earlier, in a smaller community, you have more of a relationship with the people in town. If they do spill a load, they'll clean it up, sweep it off. We experience that at home. I think we have a little more cordial.
Good. Representative Salmon?
Yes. So that means you have to put a cover over a dump truck, or?
No. We
Just up at a certain load.
Dump trucks are, you say dump trucks?
A dump truck, yeah.
Yeah. It applies to dump trucks.
So we have to put cover over a dump truck?
Urban areas.
I mean, like, say, Fairbanks area.
Fairbanks would, Anchorage, Palmer, Kenai.
And also on commercial vehicles as well, correct?
You wouldn't have to build
commercial dump trucks?
Anybody hauling gravel on the state roads.
But I'm saying, I mean, like in Fairbanks, if you were to haul gravel from the pit to wherever you're going, you have to put a piece of tarp over it?
Well, they're automatic covers. They're on arms.
Yeah.
And they just, it's like a window shade, and it just goes forward. And it doesn't, I mean, it isn't like you got to throw a blue tarp and tie it down and then untie it. These things, you don't do anything but press the lever.
Yeah.
And the thing just carries over and covers the load. It keeps the load. It pushes down on whatever's sticking up and keeps it from being ripped off.
Or there's a manual tarp with arms where you actually have to climb up and do it. But DOT, for its purposes, would say, let's just do it manually. It's the best way to go. So manual tarp with arms runs about $1,600.
Representative Elkins was next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering, since how you're getting the 94 back, do you think you can find 460 to get the half a million?
I had nothing to do with that whatsoever. In fact, Con Bundy suggested we take it out of my salary, and I said, I don't make that much.
Oh, we won't enter that in the record.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you took all our force out, never mind. Representative Salmon, did you have another question? No? Representative Thomas.
Yeah, just a comment in regards to trash blowing out of your vehicle. Local ordinances, I think Geno has one, you got to have a net over the top if you're hauling
so
anything. And I think, I don't know if Haynes, but it's got to be securely tied down.
We go to the dump. You don't have it covered, you pay.
Yeah.
$10 more than the dump fee. So it's $10 plus $10.
Yeah.
What you do. I mean, and most people should, because we, you know, anybody doing 60 miles an hour with trash in the back.
Well, and it doesn't have to be a lot of trash. I mean, just a Safeway bag full of cigarette butts and pop cans can just float out, and that's pretty scary too when it's coming right at you out of nowhere. So.
Okay. Well, there's no more public testimony. I'll close public testimony and the wishes of the committee.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I move 259 from committee as amended with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Other objections? Hearing and seeing none, the bill passes. Having no other thank you for coming. No other action before us. The House Financial Transportation Committee.
Well, it took us a while, but we finally got the job done.
Thank you, Woody.
Yes.
Thanks, Woody.
So we're closed.